Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Yadayim. Today we are learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel 2 and 3. Mishnah Beis says, Natalas harishonim lamakom echad, v'yashashnim lamakom acher. If someone washes his hands the first pouring in one place and the second pouring in a different place. Now forget about the way we do it with sinks. Imagine back in the day, so he's got a vessel of water and he's washing his hands outside on the ground. So he pours the first pouring over here, and then he goes and he pours the second pouring over there. V'nafal kikar shel truma, and then a loaf of truma falls into the water. Al harishonim tamei. If it falls in the first water, that roll becomes tummy. It becomes ritually impure. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. V'hu adin im naga es hakikar b'mayim rishonim shal yadav. It's the same rule if he touches his wet hands from the first water to that roll. Shal hakikar tummy. That would make the roll tummy because that first water becomes ritually impure. Moving along in the Mishnah, V'al hashniyim tahor. But if the roll falls into the second water, the water from the second pouring over his hands, then it would remain pure. Again, let's look in the Bart Neuro. D'shniyim tahorin hein, because the second water is pure. So the first water takes the ritual impurity off his hands, and then the second water is pure. Natal es harishonim v'yas hashniyim l'makom echad. If he does both the first pouring and the second pouring in the same place, v'nafal kikar shel truma, and then a loaf of truma falls into that water, which is both the first and water combined, tamei, it is ritually impure. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Kidiktani seifa, as the Mishnah will tell us in a moment, she'ein hashniyim mitaharim elamayim sh'al gabe hayad. Because the water that you pour the second time only purifies the water that's already on his hand. Klomar, that means to say, harishonim shal gabe yadav, the first water that he poured, shehashniyim matarim, that's what the second water purifies. Aval harishonim shenaflu la'aretz, but the first water that fell on the ground, ein hashniyim matarim, the second water won't purify that. So if your hands are wet, you pour the second pouring over it, that purifies them. If that second water falls into the first water that's on the ground, it does nothing there. Continuing in the Mishnah, Natalas harishonim v'nimsa al yadav kesam otsrur. If he washed his hands the first time and then he found on his hand a splinter of wood or a piece of gravel, yadav tameos, his hands are impure. She'ein hamayim ha'achronim mataren el hamayim shal gabe hayad. Because the second pouring only purifies the water that's on his hand. It will not purify the splinter or the rock or the water that's on those things. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Yadav Tameos, his hands are impure. Ava pishan nasan behem es hashniyim, even though he pours the second water over them. Mishum demayim sh'al hatsrur nitmu machmas yadav. Because the water that's on the pebble will make his hands ritually impure. Ve'en hamayim hashniyim matarim ela mayim shal gabe hayad. And that second pouring of water will only purify the water that's on his hand. V'lo mayim shal gabe tsrur v'kesam. And not the water that's on the pebble or the little piece of wood. Back in the Mishnah, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Kol shehu mibriyas hamayim tahor. Any little sea creature, an insect that lives in the water that he finds on his hand, does not render it impure. They remain pure. And one last time in the Bart Neuro. Im naflu al hayadayim b'shas netila. If one of these little water bugs gets on his hand when he washes them, enam chotzitzim. It's not a chatzitza. It's not something that separates between him and the water. Hoyol v'hein mibriyas hamayim, because it's something that lives in the water. V'hein halacha k'Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. However, the halacha does not follow Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, so it would, in fact, be in interposition between his hands and the water. That's Mishnah Beis. Let's move right on to Mishnah Gimel. Hayadayim metamos umetaros ad haperek. Hands can become impurified and can become purified up to the wrist. Ketzad, what's the case? Natalas harishonim ad haperek, if he washes his hands with the first water all the way to the wrist, v'yas hashniyim chutz laperek, but then he pours the second water above the wrist, v'chazru liyad, and then it rolls back to his hand, tahora, his hands are pure. Natalas harishonim v'yas hashniyim chutz laperek, v'chazru liyad, if he pours both the first and the second pouring above the wrist and lets it roll down to his hand, tamea, then his hands would be impure. Let's look in the Bart Neuro and see what this is all about. In the first situation, where he washed his hands from the wrist and down, and then he washed the second time above the wrist, the kivan derishonim lo yatzu chus leperek, since the first water didn't come from beyond the wrist, lo nitmu hashniyim biyitziyasan chutz leperek, then the second water would not become impure from being outside the wrist, because there's no ritual impurity above the wrist. Aval kishiyetzu harishonim v'shniyim chutz leperek, but when both the first water and the second water starts above the wrist and flows down to the hand, tamea, then his hands would be impure. Lefi shenitmu hashniyim berishonim shechutz leperek, because then the second water would be able to become impure from the first water that's above the wrist. She'ein hashniyim atarim harishonim, because in such a case, the second water would not be able to purify the first water, hayotzim chutz leperek, that comes above the wrist. Ela ad haperek belvad hein matarin. Only up until the wrist can they effect ritual purity. So all of this purity and impurity takes place from the wrist and down. Back in the Mishnah. Nataleh harishonim liyado achas. If he poured the first water over one hand, v'nimlach v'nataleh hashniyim l'shtei yadav, and then he changes his mind and he does the second pouring over both hands, tameos, his hands are impure. Again, back in the Bart Nuro. Because the water that's on one hand will render his other hand impure. Back in the Mishnah, if he pours the first water over both hands, if he initially washes both hands and then he changes his mind and only pours the second water over one hand, yado tahara, his hand is pure. If he only washes one hand and then he rubs it against the other hand, tamea, then it's impure. Again in the Bart Nuro. He rubs it against the other hand, shalonatla, that he didn't wash. The water on his hand will become impure because of the hand that he didn't wash. And that will go back and impurify the hand that he did wash. Finishing up the Mishnah, Barosha Obakotel, if he dried his hands by rubbing it on his head or by rubbing it on a wall, tahora, then his hand remains pure. Notlin arba v'chamisha zebitzad ze o ze agabe ze. If four or five people wash their hands all together, either their hands are next to each other or their hands are on top of one another, that's permitted. Ubevad shiirapu shiyavo behem hamayim. Just so long as they space them out enough so that the water can get all of them. And the Bart Nuro explains, shalotiyeh sham chatzisa, that there shouldn't be an interposition, so that their hands should not block the water from reaching one another's hands. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter and start Perek Gimel.